The United Nations on Monday appealed for close to $13 billion to provide humanitarian assistance to people in crisis situations around the world next year. Nearly half of that amount, $6.5 billion, is to provide life-saving aid, including food, shelter, and health care for millions of Syrians displaced inside their country and in neighboring countries. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, says relief agencies aim to reach at least 52 million people with relief assistance. Valerie Amos, the head of the UN humanitarian agency, OCHA, launched the appeal in Geneva together with the heads of the UN Refugee Agency and UNICEF on Monday. She said one of the big issues looking ahead is that the crises are becoming more complex with major natural disasters in conflict countries.
The plans total $12.9 billion to reach everyone we hope to help in 2014. This is the largest amount we have ever had to request at the start of the year. $6.5 billion of this will support our efforts in Syria and in neighbouring countries. And again, this is the largest ever appeal for a single crisis. I hope that governments, private organisations and individuals who have been so generous this year will continue to support our efforts to save the lives and support the millions of people who, through no fault of their own, are caught in the midst of crises across the world in 2014.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, said in 2013, more than 2 million people fled conflict in their countries. He said the crisis in Syria, combined with other emergencies, including in the Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Mali, Somalia, and the typhoon in the Philippines, are putting humanitarian organizations under tremendous stress. Mr. Guterres pointed out that for Syria, relief agencies have presented humanitarian plans for both within the country and in neighboring countries.
We are addressing the needs of a potential number of 4.1 million refugees in the end of 2014, projecting the present trends until then, but also of 2.7 million vulnerable people in the host communities. There is a tragedy in the plight of the Syrian refugees, but let's not forget that they would have no place to go without the generosity of the neighboring countries. But the neighboring countries are suffering a huge impact in their economies, in their societies, in their security, and the local communities are having a dramatic impact in their living conditions.
Children are very often the hardest hit in crisis situations. UNICEF's Deputy Executive Director, Yoka Brandt, says the three major emergencies alone affect close to 14 million children around the world.
That is 2.3 million children in the Central African Republic that are in urgent need of support and protection because they're being killed, they're being recruited into a vicious conflict, they're hiding in the bush in terror. It's in Syria where we have 5.5 million children affected. We have empty classrooms, half of Syrian pupils out of school. We have a brutal cold and we now have polio. We have in Sahel, Congo, Sudan, Somalia, millions of children that are on the slow burn of chronic crisis. And as we've said, humanitarian response is, of course, about protecting them, saving their lives now. But it also needs to lead to stronger, more resilient communities, which means that we need to put children at the heart of our work.
Also participating in the launch of the United Nations Humanitarian Appeal for 2014 was Jasmine Whitbread, Chief Executive Officer of Save the Children. She said non-governmental organizations are concerned that funding for this year's appeals are still vastly underfunded.
The funding appeals as they stand at the moment for Haiti, Somalia, Djibouti and the Central African Republic, as well as the Philippines, are all less than 50% funded. And so NGOs are very keen to highlight those so-called forgotten emergencies and make sure that they're not forgotten in 2014.
More than 500 aid organizations contributed to the United Nations plans for humanitarian assistance to the people in emergency situations in 2014, according to the head of OCHA. Derek Mbata, United Nations.